right, good singing all the way around. Let me see if I can get this button turned on. And if it is, yeah, that's it right there. Take your Bible, if you will, to the book of Proverbs. In Proverbs, in chapter 16. Proverbs 16. If you'll find the place, you're able to stand. We'll be reading from there tonight. Just one passage that's familiar to us. We'll read that, and then we'll say some other things about that. All right? All right, in Proverbs, in chapter 16, verse number 25, you're able to stand. Then stand with me while we look there in the passage. The Bible said there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, Father, bless your word to every heart. We do thank you for it, how good it is to be in the house of God. We praise you and thank you, thou art God, from everlasting to everlasting. Beside thee, there's none else. Save the lost, lift up the downhearted, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, thank you, and be seated. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, many times we hit that a lick and use it in conjunction with another sermon or two or three other different things. I want to deal with this chapter, and I want to deal somewhat with that passage there. And I want to preach a little while on a way that seemeth right that really is wrong. Now, in the lesson there, in chapter 14, that it's amazing that if you back up there, that in verse number 12 of chapter 14 of Proverbs, he said the same thing. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now in that chapter there, when you're dealing with it and you're looking at it, it might be that this person here might be a mother. Look in verse 1. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but a foolish plucketh it down with her hand. You know what a wise woman does? She adheres to the word of the Lord. You know what a foolish woman does? Ignores the word for the world. Notice back over there in the chapter that we've read for our text tonight that you'll find out there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, you know, in this lesson that we're looking at, in these two chapters, what we're dealing with is a person of self-delusion. They've deceived themselves. They have deluded themselves. And by the way, let me say to you over there in the book of Galatians chapter 6, is that verse number 3 and 4, the Bible said that if a man thinketh himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceiveth himself, you see. Make no mistake about it, is that he said, but let every man prove his own work, and then you'll have rejoice in yourself, not in another, and so forth and on. I want to talk about number one, self-deception. Now, in the lesson we're looking at, is that this is a person that's not trying to deceive anybody but themselves. In other words, here they are. They suffer under the plague of self-delusion. They think somehow or another they seem right to themselves. Now, in the lesson that we're looking at, you'll find that seemeth right is not right. You may seem right, but you're not right. You and I have got kinfolks. You ask them about going to hell and going to heaven and missing hell and making heaven, and you ask them about that, and it seems like that they think that they're seemingly all right, but we know they're not. And by the word of the Lord, we know they're not. Now, here's a guy that doesn't look at the word of the Lord, doesn't care about the word of the Lord, no doubt, but he feels good about himself, and let me tell you, this feeling comes from the imagination of his own deluded heart. If a man thinks about seeming to be right when he's really wrong, well, he's got himself deceived, deluded, if you please. There's another thing about this lesson that we're looking at, is that you'll find that in the lesson there's only one way that goes to heaven. There's many ways that go to hell. In fact, is any way and every way and every religion that does not adhere to the doctrine of Christ and the word of the Lord will put you on the road to hell. Here's a person, self-delusion. Here's a person involved in self-destruction. Do you know if you're sitting here tonight and you're not saved, don't know for sure you'd go to heaven if you died, then you're destroying yourself. Jesus Christ died on the cross, bowed his head, said it's finished, resurrected from the grave gloriously, victoriously, the third day according to the scripture, and soon he's going to return again. That if a person wants to be saved by the grace of God, all they but need do is call upon him while he's yet near. Here's a guy here that's got self-destruction. And the Bible said that when you look into it, this man that seemeth to be right But in the end, it's going to tell off on him. But here's a man that there's a way that seemeth to be right. He's not right, but he seemeth. One minute he's sitting in church, singing about when we all get to heaven. The next minute he's died and dropped off into hell. That's the kind of person that you're looking at here. In this lesson that you're looking at, you'll find that in verse number 5 of this same text, chapter 16, is that in verse number 5, the Bible said there, he said, everyone that is proud in heart. Now we may be getting a hint of what's going on with him. Everyone that's proud in heart is an abomination unto the Lord, though hand joined at hand, he shall not be unpunished. Now, it doesn't matter how many people you've got agreeing with you. This man could have all of his family, all of his friends, all of his agreement. Here's a person that the way seemeth right because everybody was patting him on the back. But he wasn't right. Notice that, if you will, please, is that in verse number 2, here's what plagues him. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. And let me say to you that when you begin to look at that passage there, is that make no mistake, God's going to bring honor and glory unto himself eventually, because in verse number 4 it said, the Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Now, here's a person not going to hurt the Lord. Here's a person that's not going to receive from the Lord what he could have in the matter of forgiveness and salvation. Look in verse number 18. Pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. You think this man was too proud of himself? Proud of what he'd gathered? Proud of what he'd accomplished? Proud of what he could do? Proud of who he was? There's a way that seemeth right unto man. Notice another thing in the lesson that you're looking at is that you'll find out that here's a man that had a bunch of revenues. Look in verse 8. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues without right. Now notice this, and I want you to watch it. Here's a guy that no doubt had some money. He had great revenues, obviously. Here's a man that had some riches. Nothing wrong with that in and of itself. Here's a man, because of great revenues, that it seemed like that he was on the right track and doing right. But he wasn't. In fact, is I want you to look in about verse number 16 there in the chapter. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather than chosen silver? Listen, I know people tonight that have got absolutely more. In fact, is they advertise all the time about these gold deposits and buying gold on TV. Nothing wrong with that in and of itself. But they're so desperate to be able to get rid of some of it, they're giving $1,000 bonus of gold if you buy from them. However, in the fine print, when you look at it, it's a minimum of $20,000 to get $1,000. I don't know what that figures up to be, but that's going to be several million dollars, isn't it? Just to be able to get a little bit extra. And let me say to you, that's good and fine if you can have it. But I want to tell you, here's a man, no doubt, that had some of that, but it didn't buy him any peace. It didn't buy him any happiness. It didn't buy him the right way, because the right way is a blood-bought way, and he's already seemingly right, so he don't need the Lord Jesus Christ. He seemed to be right, but he wasn't. I want you to notice another thing, that when life is over in this lesson we're looking at, you know, there's finally going to come an end to it, isn't it? Every now and again I sit around, I think about people, you know, that I knew, that we once walked into the house of God together, that we had sweet fellowship together, that we sang the praises of God together, and now there's been a separation. The end has come for them. It's not come yet for you and I. But sooner or later, all things are going to be changing. It makes no mistake about it. You're on top of the earth right now. Tomorrow, earth may be on top of you. Make no mistake, we're not here forever, but for a short span. And there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof. Now, here's what I'm asking you tonight. Are you heaven bound? Are you hell proof and heaven bound? Well, not just seemingly, but certainly by knowing the word of the Lord and what God has done for you. The Bible said, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Now, notice this, that if you will, when a man is involved in religion, That'd make you seem like you was all right, wouldn't it? In other words, I'm going to church. All right, great. I've been to the baptistry. All right, fine. I'm just pretty faithful. That's great all the way around. This is that man there. He could have done that. But let me tell you that if religion, I don't give a rip if you're in a Baptist church, if what you got in your heart don't make you drive you closer to holiness, that's the test. If what you got doesn't change your life, you go anywhere you want to go, do anything you want to do, drink anything, eat anything, you're just involved in anything and everything under the sun, it doesn't matter what God said and about the mark of God and the holiness of God. Without holiness, the Bible said, no man shall see the Lord. Now look in your Bible over there in the book of Hebrews in chapter 12. I'll give you a passage over there that you will to look at. In the book of Hebrews in chapter number 12, and there's a passage there that we ought to be looking at right here for shortly. And in Hebrews, in chapter 12, verse number 14 and verse number 15. Now watch this passage here when he looked at it. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. If you go to church all your life and it doesn't put holiness in you, it doesn't make you want to become more holy and mature in the things of God, then your religion is but in vain. Bible said, looking diligent lest any man fail of the grace of God. That's what's wrong with that guy over there that we've just read about. There's a way that seemeth right. He seemed like he's all right. He really believed he was all right. He said, but he didn't look diligently, and no doubt he's failed of the grace of God. And the Bible says, unless any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. I got to say to you that when we're looking there and you turning over there in the book of Psalm, there's a passage that I want you to look at, Psalm. It's chapter number 86. Now we preached from there this last Lord's Day. And I want you to see that, if you will, that here's a man that had to know something about the goodness of God. Psalms 86, verse 15, we read that Sunday morning, preached out of there. He said, but thou, Lord, art a good, are a God full of compassion. And let me tell you right now, make no mistake about it, God is good. Well, you don't want to get to the place to where that you're just using God as good as a cliche, and to where that you go ahead your merry way and do what you want to do as you want to do it. There is a message of stopping and looking at yourself that's in the Bible. Thou art a God full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering, plenteous of mercy and truth. All right, verse 16 and 17. Turn unto me and have mercy upon me, and give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Now verse 17. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed, because thou, Lord, hast hope in me and comforted me. Now look at that. See that word hope in there? That's a past participle for help. And what that means is God's already got the help given to you. Isn't that something? There'd be nobody ever to say, Lord, I realized you knew that I needed you. I wanted you to help me. He's already done it. You'll receive it. He's already got it done. That's what that's talking about. There's not anybody ever going to say, I wanted help from God, and boy, God just wouldn't give it. Now, if you sent away the day of grace and passed the point of no return, and you've hardened your heart to the extent now God's got you hardened and all of that, you won't care one way or the other. But there's never been a seeking sinner and a seeking Savior that failed to meet. I don't know about you, but I'm glad I've been saved by the wonderful and the marvelous grace of God. If you're here tonight and you don't know him, then the fault lies not with the Lord, it lies with you. He's already provided redemption for the whole world that'll receive it. And let me tell you, is that it's for everlasting to those that do. Make no mistake about it, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but he's really not. He's really not right. The end thereof are the ways of death. What's the difference? Whatever God does, it'll change you with a divine touch and give you the mark of holiness to where that others can see Jesus in you. Let's stand to our feet. Our Father, thank you for loving us tonight. Thank you, dear God, for these that have gathered together. Be with those that could not be. God, we praise you. We thank you that thou art God, and beside thee there's none else. Now go with us to our homes. And I pray that, Lord, you'd bring us back again this Lord's day. And may you, Lord, you help us to use our lip and our life to tell others about thee. In Jesus' name we pray.